Thanks for joining us here on Service to School Stories. Your hosts for this season are Alec Emmert, Service to School CEO and Navy veteran.
And Sydney Mathis, Chief Program Officer and former College Admissions Officer. This season, we'll cover topics as it relates to higher education, military service transition, and career opportunities and outcomes for veterans. Join us as we share student stories, inside tips from the admissions office, and conversations with employers actively hiring student veterans. Here we go. Right. On the podcast today, I'm chatting with a representative from one of our VetLink partner schools, Villardine Good from the University of South Carolina. Villardine is a retired Master Sergeant of the United States Army after serving over 23 years. Villardine continues her service to military members and their families by providing support and information as they make the important decision on where to enroll for higher education. She supports student veterans with navigating admissions, enrollment, and registration at USC. Our conversation today will cover the in-depth support that student veterans at USC receive throughout their time on campus. And I always say that schools in the VetLink program are truly setting the bar incredibly high when it comes to student success. The support on these campuses truly extends beyond being veteran-friendly and becomes veteran-inclusive. Villardine, thank you so much for being here and sharing more about your work at USC. Let's go ahead and get started. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about you, your experiences in the military, and ultimately, what led you to your current position at USC?
Sure. So, as you mentioned, I retired out of the military, actually Army, after 23 and a half years. So I started out at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, did my basic AIT here, and I was a 75 hotel and traveled to different parts of the United States and overseas as well. I decided to reclassify and change my job to become a career counselor. And I think that was one of the best decisions that I had made thus far for my career because it allowed me to talk to leadership and a different avenue to help soldiers and be really of some type of service, you know, and just like pretty much partnerships and just it formed some type of community for me. And I really enjoyed that job. Throughout my whole career, I was still continuing my education, having kids and so on and so forth. And I realized it was hard. It was a challenge to, you know, continue education, get my degree and so on and so forth. But I saw the light at the end of the tunnel and I realized how important that was for my end game. So with that, again, went through so many different places, career counselor or retention, retaining America's finest, I should say, and I retired October 2022 and decided to, I wanted to continue being that advisor type thing and wanted to continue working with the military. So I did Hiring Our Heroes upon my transition since I wanted to work in higher education, I asked University of South Carolina, were they able to sponsor me, if they were able to sponsor me, and they were. So I started working at the University of South Carolina in their Veterans and Military Affairs Department, trying to get the feel for the landscape and what they do. And I saw the tremendous amount of work that was being put forth to create better opportunities for service members that are coming in and service members that are already present at the university and making sure that they are being properly represented and are receiving the resources that they need and figuring out different ways to make things better. And the outreach that the university and especially the department was doing out in the community. And I wanted to work in advising, but I decided this is where I needed to be. I needed to be there. And so I've been enjoying it so far. I've been there since the fall of 2022, right? It's pretty much immediately after I retired. I've been working with the university at the Veterans and Military Affairs Department. And I've been loving it ever since, reaching out to the soldiers or service members, I should say, the veterans. And we also work with active duty service members as well. So being there to support them, answer questions that they may have, and, you know, just give them that encouragement that they can continue on. You know, don't be so hard on yourself and, you know, discount yourself and for applying to, you know, big name universities. Just keep on going and submit that application and we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like we could do an entire podcast conversation with you just about encouraging more veterans to consider higher education as a career field. I know for me, I had an incredible undergraduate experience and that was kind of my trajectory into wanting to work in higher ed and pursuing my master's degree in higher education administration. But there's such a need, to your point, of having someone in your position who understands the language and the experiences and the needs of our service members is so incredibly beneficial and powerful in terms of the support, right? Like, to just understand a student population. I mean, I would love, like I said, a conversation encouraging more veterans to consider working on our college campuses. So then I think that's honestly the best way that we can improve support and the student experience on campuses is to have people that have walked and shared that experience. I know that's not the podcast conversation today, but I do. I think that's really important and also important for our student listeners to know, right? When they are talking to some partner institutions or any schools, you know, talking to people in the military affairs office or learning more about the staff. So then they can ask some of those more intricate, more nuanced questions that you can answer versus someone else who, you know, maybe hasn't served in the military before. So let's segue into that a little bit. How have you found that your military experience allows you to best serve your students on campus?
So a great question. So what I've found, especially transitioning, you know, I recently transitioned from the military and I also had an opportunity to work on Fort Jackson at their education center. And at their education center upstairs is the TAP office, which is a transition assistance program. And their offices are located there. So I had an opportunity to work pretty much in tandem with them and see, you know, what's being said or what's not being said. And what I realized a lot is the education portion of the transition assistance program is, you know, it's touched upon, but there's some things that are still missing from that, from those conversations and those discussions and those briefings about the different types of universities that are out there and certain requirements that must be met and to reach out to see if there is a veterans office or somewhere that they can, that can help them or better assist. What I realized in transitioning is that you don't know what you don't know, mm-hmm. you know? So, and sometimes you don't know the right questions to ask, you know? And we may be afraid and, you know, may not want to, you know, divulge all of our business or, you know, what's going on in our lives. But, you know, being a career counselor, I learned, you know, you have to ask those, you know, certain questions and then you may be uncomfortable, but, you know, I feel like that's the best way to help you because in you telling me certain things by me asking you those questions, I can better advise you on what you may need to do and some things that you may have forgotten or may not have realized that you need to think about processing out. A lot of veterans or service members don't know that, you know, you need to keep health care. You need to have some type of health care when you are going to school or you have to purchase the school's health care plan or, you know, maybe apply to Medicaid or Medicare. So that may influence your decision on how you get out, if you're going to get out, and also maybe joining the reserves and seeing if maybe I can continue my, get my military benefits that way. You know, so those are certain things that we're not thinking about. Housing, where are you going to stay? Do you have family in the area? Do you have friends? Are you going to live on campus? Do you know what the campus the room settings are like? Will you be priority? Those type of things that, you know, things that we don't think about sometimes as far as being a student. I also realized a lot of students do not know like the application process in itself. Going to school in the military, it seemed like there was like open enrollment all the time. You know, you apply, you're accepted, you start classes like the next month, and everything is good. You know, you got your 10 weeks here or your 8 weeks here. But it does not work like that, you know, at certain universities and some of the programs that they're trying to get into. If it's, you know, they may not be online or they may not be in person. And, you know, there's just different things that we're not thinking about, you know. And again, the TAPS office, you know, there's some things that they're not touching upon as well. You know, the different resources that are out there, like Service to School, that helps you and everything, you know, it's just a lot that I can say that experiencing what I've experienced in the service and also outside and talking to different service members or veterans that are in the process of applying to school, the service members that are in the process of transitioning out, is a lot of information that they may be missing. And again, contacting the school if they have a veterans benefit or veterans affairs office or somebody that can help them and walk them through it. I think it's an amazing thing. And I'm happy to be here to be able to do that because I realized how that has helped these students.
Absolutely. And you said benefits. So we get questions from students pretty frequently, you know, how do I even use my GI Bill, right? Like, I've never used the GI Bill, so I can say, you know, I can point them in that direction. But when a student comes to USC for either using GI Bill or Yellow Ribbon, financial aid, and they call your office, how are you all walking students through kind of financing your education piece as well? Because that's another thing. A lot of them, you know, now they're not going to get paid with a normal, you know, like they're used to getting that regular paycheck. Like, what does that conversation look like when you're talking with students?
So what's amazing about this office is that we're pretty much centrally located, and we have our veterans certifying officials in our office. They're part of the registrars. You know, they don't fall up underneath our office as far as, you know, staffing hierarchy and all that, but they're located in our office. So, you know, this is a place where if you're trying to file, figure out how am I going to pay for college and you are an active duty soldier or active duty service member, we have a TA representative there that can process that, you know, give you any information that you have about that. We have our veteran certifying officials, VA certifying officials here as well. And they have their own line. We have three staff that are dedicated to answering those questions. You know, if you are a parent or if you are the actual veteran or service member using that benefit, they are there to help guide you, tell you the difference between each, the entitlements that come within each so that you're better informed in deciding which one I'm going to use. Because if you're a veteran, then you may also qualify for voc rehab or some other form of benefit, of tender from the VA. So they're there to assist you in figuring out the entire process. And they're also there to process your requests. So again, we're very blessed that our director, you know, is something that he really pushed for at the university in order for us to be like everything all in one pretty much for that, so that we can better support our service members and they're not getting that runaround from,
right,
you know, registrars or the bursar's office or anything else.
Yeah. And it's that intentional choice of this is how we are going to structure this program to best serve our students, and recognizing that the traditional campus model where an office is there and you're going to go across there and talk to that person who's going to bump you over to that person doesn't necessarily work for every student population, and that's okay. But recognizing how you can better support a student population and taking action on that, I think, is just so incredibly telling. You know, when you are investing in a designated space with resources, not just a space with right. tables, and, you know, coffee machines, but that space is, you know, stacked with people ready to answer questions, resources, and, you know, you can kind of get all of that information in one place, which leads me into something that stood out to our team here at Services School about University of South Carolina. And we talked about this a little bit, is kind of the career preparation that you all are also doing to support students. And when we say to and through education, right, like the end goal is we want them to graduate and we want them to move into their next meaningful and fulfilling career, right? So talk to me a little bit about how you all are approaching that student career preparation at USC.
Yes. So we have a representative from the Career Center come to our space every Friday to help to assist students with completing or drafting even their resume. And they also that person also helps them with interview preparation and, you know, talking points and those type things in order for them to be ready for maybe to do a 5-minute elevator pitch or 3-minute elevator pitch. So that person is well-versed in the military jargon, pretty much, you know, military jargon and translating it over into civilian terms so that, you know, it can be, they can better represent themselves to employers. Our Career Center also have staff members that are veterans as well. And I like to say that about our university. And South Carolina is a very military-friendly state, and Columbia is a very military-friendly town. We have Fort Jackson 15 minutes away. Shaw Air Force Base is probably about an hour away. And Charleston is close by too, but we have a lot of retirees here, and some of them do go into higher ed and become professors and are just working out in, you know, the service, student services center, in the HR department, in our career development center. So, and our advisors as well. So, our students are, you know, if there's always somebody, if it's not in our office, there's always somebody that they can talk to that recognizes their specific needs. So counselors, if they want to see a counselor, you know, they understand, you know, some things that may happen in the military that, you know, that may carry forth with them, you know, upon transitioning. And they understand it and they know how to work that. So what we're talking about from the beginning, even before they even apply to the university, they have somebody that, you know, they can connect with and along through with helping them prepare for the next chapter. We attend the college fairs, career fairs. Fort Jackson hosts their career fair, and we're a part of that. We also have somebody, if we're hosting a career fair as well, we want to make sure that our veteran population is also represented. So we have, they do have military-friendly employers stopping by and making, you know, collecting resumes. I've been to college fairs and career fairs where they're actually looking for our student veterans and saying, where are they? Are they going to be here? Because we want to hire them. So we have that support with building those partnerships with our community leaders and also with the resources that we have on campus. You know, we maintain those partnerships so that we can, again, better serve our students.
Yeah. And I can't plug enough for our listeners to take advantage of every career resource and opportunity available on college campuses, right? You mentioned they have career fairs. There's so many employers that are eager and are excited about enrolling student veterans for internships or job placement paths, and then graduating student veterans as well. So to be able to have that network already kind of brought into, you know, one space, like you said, every Friday, go and do interview prep. My spouse is getting ready to transition out of the Army, and he's done a few interviews, but he's like, you know, the first couple I felt like were really great practice interviews. And it's like, you don't want to, you know, get to that offer to come in an interview for a job, and that has to be your practice, you know, like you want to be able to know, okay, every Friday, if I have interviews coming up every Friday, I can go in and chat with someone and we can run through, you know, my answers and, you know, do mock interview questions. That is invaluable. I mean, as a professional now, I don't know where I would go for interview prep, you know? So to have even just a free resource like that is worth dollars. Let's also talk a little bit about, I know you had mentioned before, kind of integrating student veterans within your campus. So yes, they have this centralized location, but how are you all kind of breaking down those barriers then and helping these student veterans feel like they are a part of the also larger USC student population?
So we have the Student Veterans Association. We have a chapter on campus, and they're part of the larger Student Veterans of America. So we do a lot of community service events, and we have had social events to include the service members or veterans out to include them to assist us or assist, you know, just to be out there. And again, partnerships, building those partnerships with the community leaders and such. We also have partnered with other organizations on campus for different events that they're having. We always want to let them know, okay, we have, yes, the SVA is here. Definitely join the SVA if you can become a member, or if you can help out with, if you can come out to support a community event, if you can come out and do some community service as well, definitely come out. But also look into the other social organizations that are out there, the Greek organizations, or just those organizations that are for different affinity groups. Mm-hmm. We have so many. And we just want to make sure that they understand those, it's to get that full college experience. That is something that you can take back with you and tell your kids about and just, you know, reminisce about later on in life, you know. Take advantage of those opportunities because they are there. Definitely. Yes.
Absolutely. Can you talk to us a little bit about how you all do new student orientation for student veterans?
Yeah. So the university has orientation for all students, whether you're a freshman, and there's different ones for transfer students as well. We also have a breakout session for our military affiliated students. So it's not going to be just for our veterans. It's also going to be for family members, student family members as well. And we have that breakout session where we explain the different benefits as far as, you know, the VA benefits or whatever type of tender that you plan on using. There's somebody there to brief about it and, you know, let you know the process and maybe when you may be able to expect payment, you know, that's not up to us. That's usually up to, you know, higher powers. But we talk about that, and we also bring some community partners on board as well, and for them to talk about the different resources. So maybe some things that they maybe have not considered when, as far as going to school, budgeting. Are we discussing financial planning? How are we utilizing, you know, the different type of scholarships? Are we applying for those scholarships as well? And it's usually a lunch and learn type deal. So, you know, food is included because it's usually during their lunch break, but they are invited during that time because that's that time for where they can, if it's usually their first time at our center. So, you know, they can visit the center, see the different rooms that we have available, the different resources, and talk to the staff. And, it's also their time to get to know each other. Okay, so this person, if I see you on campus, I know you're just like me, you know. That's the best time is, you know, just greeting them and saying hello. You know, we're here for you. We see you. We're here for you. And if you have any questions, you know, you can always stop by.
Yeah, absolutely. As we start to wrap up the conversation, a couple last questions. Why do you think student veterans should consider University of South Carolina when they're considering, you know, getting out and pursuing higher education?
Well, the University of South Carolina already has its reputation as being one of the top schools. We're the flagship school of South Carolina. So that's there. But when we're talking about the student veteran and understanding where you come from and being able to support, we have that here, again, from start to finish. I love to say that we are staffed with veterans and actively serving service members. One of our actively serving service members, he's a reservist, and, you know, he gets called up too, and he's, you know, going to deploy soon as well. So we are staffed with people that understands the journey, understands the needs. So it's nothing where, okay, well, if we don't know, we know who to contact, because again, we've been making those partnerships, and we've been creating those relationships with people within the, because we don't remain in our offices. You know, we've established those relationships with resources within the university. So if somebody has a question about the nursing program, I have somebody for you that can answer that question. Somebody have questions about getting into Darla Moore, you know, what do I need? Can you tell me the different programs that they have? How will my transcripts work with this program? We have somebody there for that. Our university advising center, you know, for those that don't know, okay, I have credits from here, here, there, and maybe some concentrations here and some concentrations there. What's the best program for me? We mm-hmm. have somebody that can assist, because we've been building those relationships on campus. So we're here to meet those needs, and we're positioned to help out. We're positioned and structured to help out. So I feel like, if anything, that's like the number one reason for veterans to come on here, you know, to come to the university.
Yeah, absolutely. That support. I hear from students all the time. That's kind of one of their top priorities, is that they want to go to a school where they will be supported. So I think that's key. And then my last question, putting back on your career counselor hat, what advice do you have for anyone who's listening who is considering getting out and is thinking about college as their next step?
Get all the information that you can about the different schools that you want to go to. So find out their admissions dates. Find not just the admissions date, maybe the admissions dates for the different programs that you're interested in, because maybe if you're a graduate student and you're trying to go get into a business program, they may not accept any applications for the spring or summer, and they only take fall applications. So that may affect your timeline. So understand the different schools' policies for admissions, and, you know, and think about the housing, how you're going to get there, the transportation part of it, and really do your homework. And reach out to the resources that are out there available to you as well. Again, Services School is an amazing resource out there to help student veterans or transitioning service members understand the different schools and help them with the application process and all that. But get to know the different schools that you do want to go to and understand their process. And if you can contact if they have a veterans, a Department of Veterans Affairs and Military Affairs on campus, contact that campus or contact that department and see what's available and see if they can get assistance with anything that they may have questions with.
Yeah. I mean, asking questions is key. I've had several students recently who the current admissions timeline doesn't really match up with their ETS timeline, kind of like what you were just mentioning. And I was like, well, ask if you can defer. And I was like, typically deferrals are 1 year, but if you want to defer a semester, just ask. Like, that's not the norm. Right. There's no rule saying that they wouldn't approve a potential one semester deferral, right? And that student reached out to two schools, and they both were like, we've never had a student do it before, but it's not to say we couldn't, right? So ask. And, right. You know, I think just hearing from someone, encouraging them to ask, kind of makes them feel like, oh, well, it's not a silly question, or it's not out of line if I ask that, you know, like, no, encouraging our student veterans to advocate for themselves and then having those conversations with, you know, education that you can kind of feel like there's, you know, like an ivory tower in college and higher ed. And it's like, no, they are there to help you.
You want to make sure everybody on campus want to make sure that you successfully matriculate, graduate, everything. And the ones that I've helped and I've seen them through the process and they eventually get admitted and I see them during orientation because I remember the name or something like that. And, you know, I tell them all the time, invite me to your graduation because I'll be there. You know, that's one of as far as being a career counselor, doing the reenlistment ceremony was always the highlight of the whole process, not the work in between or, you know, getting them that assignment of choice or that job of choice or with the location of choice. It's that actually seeing you raise that right hand up, that final product, you and your family, and you getting that angle, that whole time that you've been working towards something, I got that certificate and I'm here with my family and you're being acknowledged. That's the best part of it all. So yes, there's so many people on campus that we just want to see you succeed.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is the best way to end this conversation. I think, you know, that's kind of why we started this podcast here at Service to School, is we want to have these conversations so student veterans and prospective student veterans know that there are people in and around on college campuses that just want to see your ultimate success. And wherever that takes you, however we get you there, our end goal is making sure that you are successful to and through your higher education journey. So Villardine, this has been so fun. I'm so glad I had a chance to chat with you. And
thank you.
Like I said, we absolutely need to have another conversation, bring you back, encourage more veterans to go into higher education and pursue student affairs, because the field needs more voices.
Yes.
I say that all the time, that I would love to talk to anyone and everyone who is interested in higher education as a career, but I will now point them your way because you successfully made that transition and are just doing amazing things. So we love having you all on the team here at Service to School as a VetLink partner, and just excited to continue to watch the University of South Carolina thrive when it comes to supporting student veterans.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoy telling my story, talking about the school. And again, Service to School is doing an amazing job in ensuring our student population, our veterans, and our transitioning service members are thinking about those questions and making those decisions into which field or which school that they're going to want to go to. I think this is one of those invaluable assets that, you know, doesn't get enough credit, you guys are not highlighted enough within the service, you know, the branches, the different branches, you're not highlighted enough. So thank you for what you do.
That's why I love the work that we're able to do. I see Amanda nodding her head. Our whole team here just loves our mission. But we couldn't do it without, you know, the work of our ambassadors and our partners. So it's a collective effort for sure, but appreciate the words there. With that, we will see you at our next VetLink partner call. And for any listeners who are interested or considering University of South Carolina for their next step in their higher education journey, reach out to Service to School and we will get you in touch with our partners. All right, take care.
That's all we have for this episode. Join us next week, same time, same place, where we share more Service to School stories. Service to School Stories is hosted by Sydney Mathis, Chief Program Officer, and Alec Emmert, Service to School CEO. Our podcast is produced and edited by our Director of Communication, Amanda Tobias. Service to School is a 501c3 nonprofit providing free college admission support to transitioning service members and veterans. Join us next week and follow us for more on your favorite social media platforms.